Hello to the Hopkins Advance Orchestra. This is Tim Smith. We're here at Homestead. I want to apologize for not visiting you earlier in January. I got that bug really badly, and I was very sick, and I couldn't come see you, and I felt bad about that. And I wish you really well on your performance coming up next week at CASMEC. And hopefully my comments will help you get to the next level on the way there for these two pieces. Wait for beat one, cello. Yeah, di di do do da do da. Right, you gotta make sure you're waiting for beat one. Yeah, I just don't feel like you're ahead of Mr. Conway's pulse in the subdivision. Yeah, da do do da do do da do do da da. Yeah, a little crisper in the cello. Right, we got one solo violin in the whole section of the cello. They have to be yeah, do 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 da da do di da di do da boop ba. Has to be crisper. A little bit more inner string parts there at 15, 16. That's got an all a left hand thing. It's got to have a certain feel or character to it. Energized to the downbeat. Yeah, the violas need to be much stronger in this whole section. We got this big, massive low string sound and same rhythm in the first and second violin. And so the violas against the world there. So it's got to be much stronger all the way for 25, 26, 27, 28. Yeah, I just feel like every time we get to a new thing, we're just ahead of time, right? It may not even be that you're rushing the tempo. It's that you're not playing into the tempo. That has to have a more, just sit into the tempo a little bit more. Right, a little more viola, upper octave again to match the sound of the cello. Just a big cello section, violas, and the resonator on the cello is much bigger than on the viola, so you got to compete there. Yodati, todata, yodati, todata. Right on the beat, first and second measure 52. Don't anticipate. It can't sound like a pickup. Yadata, on the beat, on the beat. Lean on the E to D, E to D. Right, that's the tension and release harmonically there. That's lovely. That's very lovely. A little bit more of the viola sound to get the middle connector there. It's the same thing. First and seconds joined together at 62. So now you're a voice by yourself. Good, nice cello solo. Want to make sure that we're not coming up underneath the F sharps and G sharps. Don't come up underneath them, place them higher. A little more second violin to balance the first at 70 in the lower octave would be good. It's better here. When you're in sixths, 73, 74, 75. Yeah, I think we're faster than the tempo that you started at the beginning by maybe one or two click metronomes. Yeah, you just seem to be in a rush to get across the bar line, guys. More second. The violas are with the cellos in 86. You're alone seconds, so it's got to be bigger. More seconds. Again, same issue. Whenever you're in octaves with the first, you gotta beef it up. Yeah, don't let go of the note in 96 until you hear the bass at 97. Wait for B4. Yeah, dee dee doo 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 dee. Do that 4 E-N. Measure 100. Same thing at 102. Having a problem with it, finding the F sharp basses and cellos. Bum, bum, F sharp. Okay, yeah, nicely done. I think the main thing is just this feeling of, one and two and down, up, getting that subdivision on, and so you can feel a little bit more of the eighth note up and down pulse in the piece. I mean, you've got the spirit of it, but the it doesn't sit down into time. Maybe the way that it could if you just got a little less impatient. Don't be impatient. That's a really effective opening. It's slower than it's written, of course, but I think it's a very effective opening. Yeah, don't change your bows so overtly together in the upper strings, right? Just make sure that you're on the down bow by the time you get to the end of nine. That's a very nice entrance in the first violin. It's very subtle. That's very good. Oh, that should be a long note at 19 third beat. Yum, be ba beam, ba da dee, ya da 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 dum. Right, it's got to be a long note. that we had to change the habit there big time. Yeah, you started out pretty good basses, and then you just got your flustered at starting the fourth beat at 25, right? And D, get a hold of that first bow in each 16th note grouping. Up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. Yeah, don't rush those eighth notes with the rest at 34. Don't rush. You're pushing the basses. We don't want to do that. Yeah, a little bit more of the 16th notes because you're playing them legato. They're not projecting as much out here. Yeah, Chelly, you're kind of sliding on pitches there, right? Make sure you place them. Place those half steps. Think of it almost in one beat to a bar, violas, right? It's one big gesture, One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. It's not three separate gestures. It's right. More pizzicato. Da, 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 da. Right, you gotta hear more pits. First violins. We have to find where that F is. Bum 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 ba da dee da da da. We have to find where that F is. Yeah, maybe a little more length on the downbeat of 82. Maybe a little more length on the downbeat of 82. Separate. Ooh, ah, oh, ah. Separate the bass line there. It's too legato. Yeah. B, bo, D, D, D. There's got to be more separation and shape. Nice, dynamically. Yes, second violins don't get softer as you go ba 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 at the end. Measure from 96. Stay louder than you were when you were higher. Yeah, the B flat when you go back to it after the G is not high enough. La da da bi da. Yeah, come out of the bass sound a little bit more chilly. Don't get so loud. Come sneak out of that bass sound. It's the same octave pitch. It's C-sharp, C-sharp, right? First violin, C-sharp. Yeah, I think you can relax, Chelly. Just relax at 114. Relax a little bit. That has to be driven more by the big notes on top of the line there. Yeah, I mean, I understand you're doing what Richard Meyer asked, but I really think. you know, we've heard the cellos for a while now, right? We heard it at 105 twice, and we're going to hear them at 114 twice. So I think what's new is this interesting harmonic material, which is quasi-melodic at 114. Yeah, you got to be more concerned as you descend that scale to be in tune when you arrive on the D, F sharp, E, D, F sharp, E. Yeah, we got too many versions of C sharp. We had to blend that tone there. Yeah, at some point, Mr. Conway, you got to get there. You go. Okay, I'd get into one a little bit earlier. I think your students can do it. Yeah, it's that F sharp again. Yeah, play louder, a little longer. Deem, deem. So it's a heavier sound. You're doing too sudden on the piano part of the forte, but let it linger loud a little bit longer, I think. Di do 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 A flat. Pim pom, pim pom, two thirds of the beat, nice and full on the quarter notes. Nice. It's the ba da 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 da. It's the downbeats of each bar that we need to hear as anchors more. Yeah, go for the E flat and then get off the E flat. Ya ta ti ta ta, ya ta ti ta ta. It's a massive piece, and you know what you're doing with it is just so wonderful. A few little things to change, and then it's really gonna be amazing. It's already amazing, but it could be really, really amazing. So nicely done. Way to go! Congratulations and good luck at the conference next week.